AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Senate is back in session after supporters of President Trump stormed the Capitol building in an effort to stop the certification of Joe Biden's election. Vice President Mike Pence presiding over the Senate during the Electoral College certification.
To those who wreaked havoc in our Capitol today, you did not win. Violence never wins. Freedom wins. And this is still the people's house.
A woman was shot to death during the melee inside the building. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer likening the storming of the Capitol today to the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, nearly 80 years ago.
This will be a stain on our country, not so easily washed away. The final, terrible, indelible legacy of the 45th President of the United States, undoubtedly our worst.
After the mob took over the building, Trump told his supporters to go home.
At a rally this morning, the president pushed them to march to the Capitol, where a joint session of Congress would meet to formalize Joe Biden's White House win.
We're going to walk down and I'll be there with you.
Protesters began storming the seat of American democracy, fighting with police and forcing both chambers to adjourn while lawmakers took shelter. In a tweeted video message hours later, the president told backers he loves them.
Go home and go home in peace.
While keeping up his false election attacks.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Even after the takeover, the woman's death, and vandalism, video footage showed officers letting people calmly walk out of the doors of the Capitol. A number of weapons were found, but only about a dozen arrests were made in the hours after authorities regained control. This is AP News. The Georgia Senate runoff elections have been won by Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. Warnock tells NBC's Today show,
I hope to be the pastor among peers in the United States Senate to appeal to the better angels of our nature and to remind us that Dr. King was right, we're tied in a single garment of destiny.
The win shifts control of the Senate to Biden and the Democrats. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo threatens to fine hospitals if they don't use their allotment of COVID-19 vaccine fast enough. His South Carolina counterpart is warning healthcare workers they have until the 15th of this month to get their shots or move to the back of the line. California's governor wants to use dentists to vaccinate people. With frustration rising over the sluggish rollout of the vaccine, state leaders and other politicians around the country are turning up the pressure, improvising and seeking to bend the rules to get the shots into arms more quickly. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.